Anyway, let's get on with the lesson.
好，我们继续上课。
Okay, we've got half an hour to finish off for today.
我们还有30分钟可以上课。
Now, we just mentioned about the paths of righteousness, and we're looking at other paths just to see, well, what sort of definitions of path we can find in the Bible, really.
好，我们除了刚才讲到公义的道之外呢，圣经还有讲到一些其他的道，那我们也慢慢的来举例。
I will review this expression with you. We had last, from the last week or last couple of days that we've had classes, facilitating wheel tracks of righteousness. The word wheel tracks is actually a legitimate use of the word derek from the Old Testament. See, we had the word derek meaning path, but it can also mean wheel tracks.
所以讲到道呢，我们还有一个说法就是那种轮的痕，轮子走过路上那个，尤其是马车的轮子，在古时候的路是那种软泥路啊，所以那个轮子走过之后呢，就会留下轮痕。所以这个字“轮痕”呢，就是整个痕迹，整个轮子走过的痕迹，也可以被称之为 derrick， 就是道。
And why this is a good term to use? Because it helps us to see that when you walk a path.And in this case, it would be the animals with their wagons as well. If you do it enough times, you get these deeper tracks, and it becomes like a habit. Now, a big part of the spiritual life is getting into good habits.
而我们喜欢这个字来当作道呢，是轮痕。为什么是一个很棒的字呢？是因为你任何的轮马车走，一直持续的走，重复重复的走，那个轮痕就会越来越深。所以代表的是说。任何的一个属灵之路，你必须要不断的复习、重复、重复之后，它就会变成是你的一个习惯。那那习惯，就是当你的重复越多，你的习惯就越稳固，也就代表的是像是轮痕越深一样的概念。
A big problem of people in growing up in a liberal society. See, the word liberal tends to mean free. But from their point of view, what it means is to be free to do what you want to do.
在一个所谓比较自由的国家里面，那种自由主义的这个成长的人呢，他就很可能呢，就是自由的意思就是你所有的事情都是比较可以按照你自己意思去做的。所以在一个自由主义下成长的人呢，他是比较不会去跟随这个轮痕。
And so for these free people, they're proud of themselves. I'm a free spirit. What that means is they have no direction in life. One day they'll be going off in this direction, then they change their mind and they go another direction. They've got no purpose. They just follow their emotions. They follow the trends of the world. They follow whatever the social influences are saying on social media.
而我们讲说，哦，我有这个自由的思想。好，那意思是什么呢？就是我可以今天往这里走，明天往那里走，也就是说我没有任何的方向，也没有任何的目标，我爱怎么走就怎么走。所以我们常常这种所谓的自由主义的人呢，他常常是跟着他的情感或情绪，甚至跟着这个社会的一个潮流，他完全没有自己的比较明确的一个原则或方向，这就是自由主义。
The goal in life comes like a t-shirt slogans, like, you know, do what you want to do, be what you want to be, that kind of thing. It's the sort of thing you'd find on a t-shirt.
就是这种自由主义的人，他就会常常会在穿的那个t-shirt 上面就会写说，做你想做的。
Be what you want to be, I guess.
爱怎么样就怎么样的意思啦。
Something like that, right. And they're not listening to anybody, of course, especially not God. They're not going to listen to God.
他们呢就不会去听任何别人的意见，当然他也不会去听神给他的意见。
But if you're following God's plan in your life and you're developing these habits, it becomes like these wheel tracks. And then you don't even have to think about doing the right thing because it comes naturally.
所以呢，当你愿意接受神给你的计划，好，所以呢，你就会等于是会慢慢的变成是一个你的一个习惯，到后来变成习惯了，你连想都不用想，就会跟着这个轮机来走。
Yeah, and especially under times of stress and pressure, when you've got additional problems in your life, the finer details of normal day-to-day living are already sort of set, as it were. So it means that you can focus on the problems more easily because the usual things in life that you're supposed to be doing, you're doing them anyway.
所以当我们养成这个习惯之后呢，我们一般的生活我们都已经不需要想就可以走对的路了。那这样子的话，我们反而可以把自己的专注放在生活或生命上发生的一些问题，我们就不需要再去想其他的问题了，就好好的把现在有的问题去把它解决就可以了。
I'll give you a simple example. It's not really related to the spiritual life, but Max Klein, who as a, you know, I think he's a great believer actually. Just this, a simple concept.Relating to habits, which helped me a lot as well, and it obviously helped his life.
Oh, 那 Tim 要举一个例子，就是 Max Klein 牧师他的一个经验，因为这个经验呢，让连 Tim 不只是对他本人，对这个 Max 本人呢有很大的帮助，甚至对 Tim 他旁边的人都从他身上学习到。
For many, many years before he got married, and even when he did get married, he'd have a timetable set out every day for where he would have lunch.
像这个 Max 牧师呢，他从很早以前还没有结婚前，他就已经把自己养成了一个习惯，就是他什么时候要吃中餐。
See, for breakfast, he'd have a simple breakfast, I guess like some kind of a granola or something like that, and a cup of coffee.
像比如说他早上要吃一个简单的这个早餐，然后喝杯咖啡。
And he never cooked. As far as I know, Max never cooked. But what he would do, and living in Chiang Mai, there had a lot of nice restaurants around with really cheap buffets for like maybe 200 Taiwan dollars or that would maybe 40 yuan, Chinese yuan. You could go to a buffet and have whatever you wanted.
For breakfast.
For lunch.
For lunch.
Yeah, really good buffets.
他说在清迈呢，是就是Max is,牧师也从来不会去煮饭的，因为在清迈你可以用很便宜的钱，200块台币左右，就可以吃到一个非常丰盛的自助餐，那个大型。
I think nowadays it'd be a little bit more expensive, but not much. It's still very good value.
那现在比以前贵一点点，但还是非常这个货真价实。
And then from Monday to Sunday, he would have every day worked out where he would go every week. That was like a schedule for him.
然后呢，他呢是礼拜一到礼拜天，每天他都会选择不同的餐厅，他都会把他的这个每一天要吃哪一，在什么餐厅吃饭，他都会先安排妥当。他是有一个很行程固定，每一天要去哪一个餐厅吃。
Yeah, and then the following week would be the same schedule, Monday to Sunday. So, you know, it'd be.
So he only goes to 7 restaurants?
He'd have about 3 favorites. So I think for 1 week, like maybe Monday and Thursday, he would go to 1 restaurant. And then on Tuesday and Friday, go to another, something like that. But it was worked out. You know, he could look at his calendar and say, oh, what day is it? Oh, it's Thursday today. So I have to go to the Meridian Hotel or whatever.
他很好玩哦，因为他大概Max 这个牧师，他有大概三四间他很喜欢的餐厅，所以他一个礼拜七天，他就会安排哈，比如礼拜一到礼拜三去哪一家餐厅，礼拜二到礼拜四和礼拜四去哪一家，所以他就是会看着他今天的 schedule 说，哦，我今天该去哪一家餐厅。
And on the days he had to organize that maybe the restaurant was a little bit further away, he had this, we call them tuk-tuks, and Chiang Mai is like the little motorbike.Taxi things, and he'd have the driver organized to come and pick him up on that day, so he'd never have to ring him up beforehand. He'd just say, okay, on Tuesday and Friday, you'd be downstairs and wait for me. So he had that organized as well.
那其中的餐厅还有那种比较远一点的，所以他可能一个礼拜有两天会有那种小摩托车型的那种计程车会跑来固定时间来接他去那比较远的餐厅吃饭。
And because Max is quite busy, really. You know, he had a lot of organizing for teaching, and he was teaching as well. And it took away those problems of trying to work out, where am I going to eat lunch today?
然后因为 Max 牧师他其实是很忙的，因此呢，把这个吃饭这件事情变成一个固定的一个行程呢，他就完全就不用再去烦恼他哪一天要在哪里吃饭。
It's just an example of how to apply that in a practical way. But the spiritual life is the same, of course. You're developing habits, and it means that you don't have to think about the things that you've already conditioned or programmed.
So does he wearing uniform every day?
No, not anymore. But actually now he really misses Chiang Mai, I think, because where he lives in America, they don't have the cheap buffets like we do. He's back in America now with his wife.
所以刚才这个例子呢，是在讲说，当你呢，把你的很多是一些生活琐事变成是一个习惯之后呢，你就反而不用为这个生活琐事去花心思，你反而可以把你的心思放在你最重要的事情上。
So that for him, that's like his way of operating, I guess.
所以对 Max 来讲，这就是他的道，他的方法，来让他的生活被简单化。
Just to review this quickly, remember we had a way and the thought patterns in your brain, they operate because you've got pathways in the brain. So every time you're thinking something, there's tracks and ways and pathways being developed and made stronger, I guess.
好，所以呢，我们再回头看这一张这个荧幕上的图呢，讲到我们的脑细胞之间，好，当我们脑细胞里面储存了不同的资料，然后我们在思考这两个事情，把它变成一串联起来的时候呢，它就会变成有一条道。好，那个道呢，只要你常常复习，常常去想到这两个事情的关联性的时候，那个道就会越来越粗，所以你就越来越不容易忘掉。
Now scientists are still working out how the brain operates in many ways, but they do know that for every waking moment, and even when you're sleeping, you know, these things are very busy. There's bioelectric signals going around your brain the whole time.
科学家们呢，其实有发现呢，我们的脑子真正的运作的细节不清楚，但是他们发现呢，这些脑子即使我们在睡觉的时候，这个脑细胞之间都好像那种电光石火，都一直都还有很多很多的这个电路在互相通的状态。
And having a brain functioning correctly is quite important, obviously, for learning Bible doctrine and other things in life.
而我们要学习圣经呢，真的要让我们的脑袋非常灵光，它必须要运作正常，才能让我们好好的学习。
Yeah, so you need to look after your brain. It means, you know, getting exercise and eating healthy and not drinking too much alcohol, I guess.
所以呢，我们想要好好的学圣经，我们就必须要保护、保养我们的头脑啊，多多的运动，吃比较好的食物，然后不要喝太多酒。
And wearing a helmet when you go on your motorbike.
如果开骑摩托车，千万要戴安全帽。
Okay, and that's the law anyway. So if you broke the law, if you don't wear your motorbike helmet, you're actually sinning because you're breaking the law, which is a sin.
更何况呢，戴安全帽是法律的规定，所以你不按照神的说法，不可以犯罪，不可以做不戴安全帽的事情。
I'm looking at another kind of a way. Here is associate this with learning doctrine as well. In business, you have people when they're developing a product, for example, and they will make out a plan of how they're going to do things. This is just one example.
Like a process.
Yeah, it's a process, yeah.
好，这是现在图荧幕上的呢，是一个制药的过程哦。那这个过程其实也可以把它当作是一个 way， 一个道，一个路线。那你任何一个事情你要做成功，它都会有一个路径，好，一个过程。那所以即使是我们就可以从这个制药的过程来想这个 way， 这个道。
In terms of business, it just keeps everybody organized so that, you know, if you're working on a team, everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing and what their responsibilities are, and they're working towards a common goal.
而当一个团队在做一个工作的时候也是一样，他们必须要整个团队要有很好的一个组织，然后同时呢要有一个流程，而且他们要共同知道他们的目标是什么，那这样的话这个道就会非常的顺当。
And that's especially important if you have a lot of people working together, because you all need to pretty much know what's going on.
而且当我们很多人一起工作的时候，我们一定要把这些人做得非常非常的组织得很好，然后大家要有共同的目标。
Now here's another example of a way, and I've shown you this chart before. This is sort of the way from going from being an unbeliever to glorifying God.
好，另外一个所谓的道呢，我们这举的例子呢，是当一个人从还 不信主，好，他还是一个不信主的人，好，到他的整个属灵的生命。
You start off in condemnation, of course. That's the position where everybody is born into when you come into the world.
那我们当我们人生下来的时候呢，其实我们就已经被定罪。
And then throughout life, you have all these decisions that you have to make.
而当我们在人生的路上呢，我们有非常多的决定要下。
For example, as a young child at God consciousness, you have to say to yourself, do I believe God is true or not?
就像当你是孩童的时候呢，你就有机会会跟自己对话说，我相信神吗？
Okay, and if you say yes, that's what we call positive volition at God consciousness. And then if you've got positive volition to God's plan, you'll slowly work your way up through these stages here.
而当你说我信，那就代表是你是下了一个正向的一个自由意志。那这正向的意志就让你进入了一个可以属灵的生命。而但是这一路上你都要一直下正向的决定，你就可以一直的成长，属灵生命就会越来越成熟。
Now in this case, you know, we're talking about having positive or negative volition here, and nobody is going to have positive volition to God's plan throughout their life. You're always going to have, sometimes you make good decisions, sometimes you make bad decisions. The only person in history who ever had positive volition, like 100% positive volition, meaning always saying yes to God, was Jesus Christ.
但是我们要知道哈，我们即使成为了基督徒，我们都不见得会一直有正向的决定。自由意志里面，我们不见得都是说 yes， 对神说 yes。这在人类的历史中，只有耶稣基督是所有的决定、自由意志都是正向的，对神说 yes。
As Christians throughout the day, we're going to make some decisions which are saying yes to God, and then there's going to be others which we sin. That means you've been saying no to God.
而我们大部分的人类呢，有在人生中有的时候是会跟神说 yes， 顺从于神，那就是神所喜悦的。但是我们当我们是跟神说 no 的时候，基本上我们就是等于是背逆了神，那就是我们有罪的时候。
Yeah, but as believers, as you grow more spiritually mature, you're going to be saying yes more often and no less and less.
而当我们的属灵生命越成熟的时候，我们对神说 yes 的就会越多，然后说 no 的越少。
Okay, so this is just a flow chart to show that this is another way that you can think about. You have a beginning, that was when you were born. Really, the spiritual life begins when you believe in Jesus Christ. And you have this goal at the top here. This, the completion of your spiritual life is glorification of God.
所以呢，我们的一辈子的这个，当我们开始对神说我信耶稣基督的时候，我们就开始这个属灵的生命。那这个生命的中间呢，有一连串的决定。当我们就是在这生命中越多跟神说 yes 的时候，我们就越是能够荣耀神。
Now, oppositely, we have this. This is called the eight stages of reversionism. This sort of shows us going backwards in the opposite direction.
那另外一个呢是反面的状态，就是八个 stage， 八个阶段，叛逆的阶段。
Yeah, I didn't put the Chinese translation of the name in here. I put this in here because this is showing another way. It's a way of going backwards. And this can happen for believers and always for unbelievers.
而这个八个阶段哦。
So you're not going to find that in the dictionary. It's from the word reverse, which means going backwards.
There is it.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it's not right.
Oh, okay. Well, reversionism really means going backwards into, we say degeneracy, which means you're just becoming this person who's very negative to God.
好，这个八个哈，这个让你可以会等于是返回的倒退哈，应该说八个倒退的阶段，就是基本上就是你会对神背逆的那个状态。
Yeah. Now, what I do need to do is teach us in class at some stage because it's a really fascinating subject.
所以今天我们不会详细的讲，因为但是这是一个很重要的一课，我们将会再会回来讲。
Okay, it is in Max Klein's book, so I'll put the details here. You can find this on, I can post the link actually.
好，这是那个 Max Klein 牧师他的 一堂课他所讲的。那Tim 他会再把这个网站给我们。
It's from the book of James when Max did a commentary on that. And each of those stages, he gives like maybe two or three paragraphs to explain it.
这是Max Klein 牧师他讲雅各书里面所提到的。
But just to give you an example, like we talk about reaction and distraction, and this can happen to believers as well. You could be growing spiritually, but then suddenly something bad happens in your life and you react.
好，第一个呢是叫做反应与分心，那就也许我们都一直在属灵生命上一直成长，但是当有一个坏的事情，某一个事情发生的时候，我们呢却被分心了。
Yeah, for example, everything could be quite good in your life, and then you lose your job, or somebody dies from coronavirus, or something.
比如说呢，你一切都很顺利的，就哦，结果突然你失去了工作，或者是你的至亲好友得了新冠病毒。
And now you get angry or bitter.
然后你就变得非常的生气，甚至苦毒。
So you reacted to the test.
所以呢，你等于是对这个试炼，你的人生试炼有了反应。
That's the first step to going backwards in your spiritual life.
这就是第一种你会往后倒退的，在你的属灵生命中向后倒退的一种状态。
Now the solution, of course, you know, once you've gotten bitter and angry, if you realize that, you just name your sin to God, and then you apply some doctrine. You rebound and keep moving.
而当你发生这种状况的时候，你马上注意到之后，你就要做反弹的这个举动，去跟神认罪，同时呢，去找到就是在脑中最好有对的金句来让你知道你要怎么样的悔改。
But now because of that test and this problem that's appeared in your life, now you're distracted, and so now you're going to try to find happiness outside of the spiritual life.
而当你发生这种状况，有一些问题的时候呢，你就失去了你的快乐，你就很可能呢，会想要去找快乐，而这个找的快乐却不是属于属神的，却不是属于圣灵教导的，所以你找的快乐是一个让你更犯更多罪的。
So because of the coronavirus thing, maybe you lose your job because the economy sucks, basically. And then now you've lost
drinking your... Drinking too much. Go for drinks.
Yeah, okay, right? Yeah. So you're going out and getting drunk now, or you're getting so bitter about the fact that you're not going to have any more money, I guess. But getting drunk's a good example. Now you're searching for happiness through drinking.
就是当你经由现在这种新冠病毒期间，然后有这么多的这个经济上面的一个问题，造成你失去了工作，然后你是不是就很心情很坏，结果你就跑去借酒消愁，所以你等于是在寻找的快乐却是一个最很犯罪的行为。
Yeah, and then that leads to Operation Boomerang. I don't think they translate here, but a boomerang is the thing that the Aborigines in Australia use. They throw and it comes back. Yeah.
那是叫什么？回力镖。
哦、oh, ，OK。
回旋镖。
哦、oh, ，OK。The Aborigines used to throw. They try to hit a kangaroo or something. Because if you throw the boomerang, if it doesn't hit the object what you want, and it comes back and hits you on the head.
嗯，这个第三个说的是，你如果把一个回旋镖丢出去，然后呢，它转回来会打到你的头。
Which basically means that whatever happiness you are trying to find, it's in the wrong place, of course. It's just going to cause you more misery.
这种事情就是在讲说，当你在做任何这种不对的事情的时候，它其实一定会反弹回来，最后会打到你自己，让你有更糟糕的、更悲惨的状况。
Okay, and then what happens is you go through these stages, you're getting further and further away from God.
这个事情就是说，你的那个退后的意思是你往越往这八个阶段呢，越往下面的阶段，是你等于是倒退越多的阶段的状态，你就离神越远的状态。
And what eventually happens is that your soul becomes like locked over or locked in, so it becomes negative. Instead of following God's plan, everything has been made opposite. So what used to be good, you now call evil, and what is evil, you call good.Yeah, that's what happens. Eventually, you get so far away from God, you've gone 180 degrees in the other direction.
所以你如果越是往下面的那种 退后阶段的话，你的那个魂呢就被好像锁住了一样，就越来越紧。然后呢，你所有的事情，你到后来判断事情是好的事情，你会把它当坏的看；坏的事情，你会把它当好的看。所以你就离神越来越远。
Okay, so it's called the eight stages of reversionism. But again, that's a path. That's a pathway that people take when they get out of God's plan.
所以呢，这个所谓的八阶段的倒退，哈，它其实就是等于是当你离开了神给你的道，你所走的其他的道，这就是其他的那种叫做倒退的道。
And it's quite interesting because it's been sort of broken into these eight different stages and defined, and there's all the Bible verses and everything. We've got some good examples here. It's a good way of looking at your own life, but also the dangers of not staying with God's plan.
好，这八个阶段呢，其实都有一些圣经的案例可以拿来做说明。所以他其实是很清楚的在教导我们说，如果人不小心掉入了这种倒退的路，他越来越离神越远会有的状态。
Okay, now just to finish off today, and then we're going to have to do this next Sunday as well, this is the line or the way of mankind, really, according to God's plan regarding the promise given to Adam about Jesus Christ.
好，这一个呢是很重要一张图哦，等于是把这个所谓的人类的血脉的这个道怎么样的传承好，整个都列出来，那它等于是神对亚当的一个应许，说会有救世主的这个应许的整个过的这个传承的一个，这叫什么族谱嘛，类似族谱这样子的东西。
Yes, so you're looking from the viewpoint of Adam and Eve in the garden, when Jesus Christ made the promise, they had no idea how many generations it was going to be before their offspring, the Savior, was born.
在这个上帝对亚当夏娃给予应许说会有这个救赎者出生在他们的这个后代，但是他们其实当时不会知道到底要经过多少代耶稣基督才会出生。
It could have been their son, and actually Satan thought it might have been their son. That's why he inspired Cain to kill Abel.
因为当神这样子跟他们说会有救赎者的时候，他有可能是直接就是亚当跟夏娃的儿子啊，所以才会发生这个该隐杀了亚伯的事件。
Yeah, that's Satan actually inspired Cain to do that.
因为撒旦是等于是撒旦要引诱该隐去杀亚伯的，因为撒旦不知道所谓的后代是几代之后，那所以他一定要赶快想办法断绝这个可能性，所以他就引诱该隐去杀了亚伯。
See, right from the beginning, he's using dirty tactics to try to get God to break his promise. That's a dirty tactic. He's trying to kill off the witnesses. You can't do that.
所以这个撒旦的这个作为基本上是非常肮脏的。他等于是要就让所谓的神的见证人要被杀死。他把神的见证人给杀死了，这是一个非常肮脏的行为，恶劣的行为。
Okay, anyway, so on Sunday, we'll go through this line. This is the way of salvation for Adam, and I'll explain this chart. But in the meantime, you can look this up if you want to. We're looking at Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3, and you'll see these names there. In this chart here, Matthew is giving the line of...
Oh, Matthew and Luke.
Yeah.Matthew referring to Joseph's line, and then Luke chapter 3 is referring to Mary's line. So one gives the line of Mary, and the other gives the line of Joseph. That's the parents of Jesus Christ, right?
好，那个这个部分呢，这一张族谱呢，我们会在礼拜天的时候仔细的讲。然后呢，但是这里面有马太福音呢，其实是对那个耶稣的爸爸约瑟他的整个那一条线的一个传承很清楚的描述，然后路加呢有对这个玛利亚他的祖先的这个传承做很清楚的一个描述。
If you look at the bottom of the chart, they both finish off at Joseph, but that's not right actually. This line here, I think, is that must be the line of Mary coming down from Jacob, and then Heli is the father of Mary. Jacob is the father of Joseph, and Heli is the father of
Mary.
Mary, that's right.
对，最后这个最右边的最下面写 Joseph 约瑟其实是不对的，应该 Joseph 应该写在 Jacob 的后下面，那玛利亚应该写在Heli 的下面。
Anyway, you can look at that for yourselves, and we'll discuss this on Sunday.
好，你们大家可以自己先看一看，然后礼拜天我们再来讲。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
大家低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time you've given to us.
感谢天父给我们这些时间。
And we can see that in our lives there's many pathways which we can take, but obviously they all need to relate to your path.
我们理解我们的人生就是一条道路，但是我们希望，我们需要你的指引，让我们走在你的道路上。
And we give thanks for your faithfulness in presenting us the way which we need to go.
那我们需要你信实的领导，带领我们走在对的路上。
And knowing that you will always lead us in the path of righteousness, only that we need to follow you.
而我们知道只要跟随你我们就可以走在公义之道上。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.